Alleluia! Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Happy Easter and welcome on this day of celebration. I'm the Reverend Meredith Hefner, and along with the people of St. James Episcopal Church in Potomac, Maryland, we welcome you to our worship service today.
Day where Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. Let us pray, saying together, O God, who has made this most holy night to shine with the glory of the Lord's resurrection, stir up in your church that spirit of adoption which is given to us in baptism, that we, being renewed both in body and mind, may worship you in sincerity and truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 25. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The word of the Lord. Now, please join me in reading Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2, and 14 through 24, found on page 4 of your bulletin and page 760 in your Book of Common Prayer. Give us thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let Israel now proclaim, His mercy endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. There is a sound of exultation and victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord has triumphed. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord has triumphed. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has punished me sorely, but he did not hand me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them. I will offer thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. He who is righteous may enter. I will give thanks to you, for you answered me and have become my salvation. The same stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. On this day, the Lord has acted. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Listen to our Easter song.
Hey guys.
God is love.
Now and all the winter long. God is love. Flowers bloom that once were hidden. Birds come back as they are bidden. Children sing their Easter song. God is love.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15. I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which also you are being saved if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to you, Lord Christ.
At Christmas, we told the story once again of how Jesus came to be with us as a newborn baby in a stable at Bethlehem, surrounded by animals, visited by shepherds, and loved dearly by his parents. Today at Easter, the story continues, revealing to us why Jesus came, but it happened in a way that nobody expected. If I had to show you Christmas with just one picture, it would be baby Jesus lying in a manger filled with hay. We celebrate because in that manger, our hearts are full. At Easter, we celebrate because something is empty. That is the tomb. Jesus is no longer there.
Jesus's mother, Mary, had wondered about the great things that people said about her son. As Jesus grew into a man, more people wondered about him as well. Was Jesus Elijah or some other prophet come back to life? Jesus was showing the world who he is and why he came by teaching God's word, healing sick people, and performing other miracles.
Jesus had a group of 12 men who traveled with him to help in this work. The Bible tells us that some women also followed Jesus and cared for the group, buying food and other things they needed. In today's story, we meet one of these women named Mary, called Magdalene, because she came from the city of Magdala along the Sea of Galilee.
It is Sunday morning, but it's so early that it's still dark outside, and Mary must have been feeling dark inside as well, because Jesus, her dear friend and teacher, had been nailed to a cross 2 days before where he died. We meet her as she goes to visit Jesus' tomb.
It's so early, but I couldn't sleep any longer. I don't know even know why I'm coming here now. It could be dangerous. I guess I just want to be near Jesus for a little while before we all say goodbye to each other. I hope that the others can leave town before they are arrested too. Oh my! Oh, why did this awful thing have to happen? We thought he was the Messiah, but I watched them put his body in a tomb. Jesus, I miss you so much.
Even the people closest to Jesus, who had been with him from the beginning, had seen him walk on water, feed 5,000 people, and call Lazarus out of his tomb. Even they did not understand what Jesus had told them about what was to happen in Jerusalem that week.
It is getting a little lighter as the sun rises. I'm sure this is the right way. I can see that funny looking tree ahead, and the tomb is just around the bend from it.
But when Mary arrives at Jesus' tomb, she is confused.
Something's happened! I know this is the place where I saw them put his body. Why is the stone rolled back? They must have taken him someplace else.
Mary then ran to tell the disciples what she had seen.
Peter, John, they have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him.
Let's go see.
But John was running faster than Peter.
Hurry, Peter, can't you speed up? Just go on ahead after I fix my sandal. Mary was right. I wonder who rolled the stone away. The sheets are still here, but Jesus' body isn't. Should I go in?
But before John could decide, Simon Peter arrived and went straight into the tomb.
Look out! I see the linen sheets that were around Jesus' body. And over there's the one that was on his head. Come on, see this, John.
Wow, he really isn't here. But then, if he's not here, where is he?
Maybe he is alive again, like he told us. Let's go tell the others.
Wait, Peter. Let's make sure the soldiers didn't move the body somewhere else before we say anything.
So the two disciples, who did not yet understand the scripture, which said that Jesus would rise from death, left the tomb and went back to where they were staying. Sometime later, Mary Magdalene again walked the path to the tomb and stood outside of its opening. She was crying.
My Lord, what have they done with you? Angels, I didn't see you there before.
Why are you crying?
I'm so sad because they have taken my Lord away and I don't know where they have put him.
Mary turns a little and sees the feet of someone standing behind her, but she doesn't look into his face.
Why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?
You're the gardener here, aren't you? I'm sorry if I'm in your way, sir. Sir, if you move Jesus' body somewhere, just tell me where you have put him and I'll go and get him.
Mary!
Rabbi! Jesus, it's you!
Go and tell the others what you have seen.
Can you just imagine the joy that was in Mary's heart now as she went running back to tell the disciples that she had actually seen and talked with Jesus? He appeared to most of them that night, although some had to wait until later to see him. And Jesus also said something that is important for all of us today. How happy are those who believe without seeing me? That means we do not have to see his face with our eyes to know that he is with us, and he is, today and always.
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Mary Magdalene thought Jesus was the gardener. I heard Christian author Jen Hatmaker reflect on this last year at an online conference I attended, and it stuck with me ever since. She thought he was the gardener. I mean, when you think about it, who can blame her? Mary Magdalene thought Jesus was dead. And so, like many of us who've lost someone we love, she's distraught. In this case, not only because a beloved friend and teacher had died, but because his body was gone. And she assumed it had been stolen because bodies just don't get up, do they? And walk away. And then Jesus stands right in front of her and speaks to her. And Mary cannot see who it is because that's not the way life works. If Jesus is dead, then Jesus is gone. How could this possibly be Jesus? Her grief and loss have made her blind to see who the person in front of her really is. I wonder how often we make that same mistake. I mean, we've spent a year in our own despair in the midst of a pandemic. The virus has killed over 500,000 people in the United States alone. And even as the vaccine rolls out, life is far from normal. Many of us are still not sleeping. Many are anxious. Things are uncertain. And we carry a grief that we cannot put into words. You know, even if we're lucky and death has not literally made an appearance in our lives this year, we mourn what has been lost. Physical connection, time together, special moments, life. And of course, we know in our heads that Jesus can be present in this chaos. And yet, like Mary Magdalene, due to grief and loss, I wonder if we're not always capable of seeing him there. So on this day of resurrection, I ask, where is Jesus? Where is he? We've encountered this year first responders and medical professionals. We give thanks for scientists and laborers. We celebrate teachers and delivery people. And we praise God for our family and our friends. People doing their jobs, right? Doing what they always do. Caring for others. Caring for us. And so we may respond and say, oh, well, that's just my friend from church. Or that's just my doctor. Or it's just their teacher. Or that's just the guy at CVS. Or that's just the gardener. But is it? What if that's really Jesus incarnate, resurrected in your life, present in your pain, present in this chaos, offering healing and hope? Isn't Jesus present in every moment of great care and healing? Isn't it Jesus who sends people to bind our wounds and wipe our tears? And isn't it Jesus who meets us in those sleepless nights and calms us in our fear? And isn't it Jesus who promises to walk us through and give us our hope? We may mistake him for someone else, even a gardener. And yet on Easter, we remember that in the resurrection, Jesus has the power to meet us anywhere, even today, even right here. All we have to do is listen for our name and turn towards the voice who knows and loves us so well. And then, like Mary, we will see Jesus right here, bringing us healing and resurrection. Because even in death, Jesus is life. And in him, somehow, life can always be found. And for that, we say, Alleluia. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Continuing with the prayers of the people, the congregational response this day is glory and praise to you, O living God. Filled with joy on this resurrection day, let us offer prayers to God who fills the darkness of the world with the light of Christ. For the holy churches of God, for Michael, our presiding bishop, for Marianne, our bishop, for all priests and ministers, lay and ordained, and all the holy people of God. Glory and praise to you, O living God. For the world and its leaders, our nation and its people. Glory and praise to you, O living God. For all those in need, the suffering and the oppressed, travelers and prisoners, for the dying and the dead. Glory and praise to you, O living God. For ourselves, our families, and for those we love, glory and praise to you, O living God. That our Savior may grant us triumph over our visible and invisible adversities. Glory and praise to you, O living God. That with Christ, darkness will be extinguished. Glory and praise to you, O living God. That Christ may fill us with the joy and happiness of his holy resurrection. Glory and praise to you, O living God. That knowing we are raised in Christ, we may rejoice without limit with the angels and the saints. Glory and praise to you, O living God. Your prayers of intercession and thanksgiving are welcome at this time.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light. Hear our prayers, which we offer in the hope of eternal glory, and grant that we, who have received new life and baptism, may live forever in the joy of the resurrection. Glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always, and until the ages of ages. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Thank you.
The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give God thanks and praise. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise. At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile Earth, our island home.
By your will, they were created and have their being.
From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another.
Have mercy, Lord, for we are sinners in your sight.
Again and again you called us to return. Through prophets and sages you revealed your righteous law, and in the fullness of time you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. Praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving,
we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming.
God of our ancestors, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Miriam, and Mary, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. And let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now we continue with our prayer for spiritual communion. Lord Jesus, we know that you are present in the Holy Sacrament. We love you above all things, and we desire to receive you into our souls. Since some at this moment cannot receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into our hearts. We embrace you as if you were already there, and unite ourselves wholly to you. Never permit us to be separated from you. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. At this time, I invite you to partake of your Holy Communion. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ keep you in everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Alleluia.
let us pray together. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with the spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with us and remain with us this day and always. Amen.
Alleluia.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.